Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to think that my hatred for the Michigan Wolverines has diminished at all. I still hate your freaking guts. I don't care that the Ohio State begins their defense of the national championship in only 11 weeks, which I'm very excited about, but I still hate Charles Woodson. I hate Braylon Edwards. I hate Desmond Howard. I hate Jim Harbaugh, who cowardly backed out of a game during COVID to keep from getting fired. I hate Tom Brady. I hate Ty Law. I hate the ghost of Bo Schembechler. I hate Juwan Howard, Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, and those other two MFers no one remembers. I can't stand the Big House. I hate those stupid wing helmets. It's just a disgusting and reprehensible organization. I have to play this music because I lost a bet. And I will admit that they've been beating the brakes off of the Ohio State University the last four times. But I detest Ann Arbor Community College. And I'm looking forward to, I think this year, the last few years, I've said, look, Michigan's better. They're going to beat the brakes off Ohio State. Even going into last season, I didn't know that your quarterback, Alex Orji, I didn't know that Alex Orji was blind. So as the season went along, I was just like, well, look, these guys can't pass the ball at all. They're playing old school 1920s leather helmet football, that's when Michigan was good in the 1920s. You know, you haven't won most of your national championships and wins, a lot of that stuff. You know, Michigan is such a fraud. Oh, we have the most wins in the history of football. We have all of these national championships. Man, those national championships are in the late 1800s, in like 1902. Like, you guys are crushing it from 1898 to 1905. Man, y'all are killing it. We're all really impressed. What have you done the last 100 years, the last 50 years? Ohio State's been your daddy. And you've had a five-year run where you've had some success. I mean, for it to be a rivalry, you got to win sometimes. I mean, you can't lose 20 consecutive games and it's called a rivalry. So I'm tired of being trolled by Michigan fans and just trying to celebrate. When you won your national championship, I wasn't on this show or online talking about Connor Stallions. I was just like, look, you're better than Ohio State, man. That one year, the year before the Natty, beat Ohio State 45-20, something like that. That, it doesn't matter if you knew what plays were coming. You were just the better team. You're the superior organization. But don't get it bleeped up, guys. Ohio State is the best program in the country. That includes Georgia. That includes Alabama, which is a great segue because I'm looking at ESPN.com. And these are Vegas. I know that traffic in Vegas is down based on the economy. Some people are saying that people are angry at Trump and there's less tourism. I don't know about that. I haven't been to Vegas in a while. I'm actually planning to take my wife out to Vegas later on in the summer. And I'm, quite frankly, if I'm at the Aria at the pool and I'm waiting for somebody to swim up to me bringing my breakfast while I'm in the pool, if there are 50% less people there, that actually breaks well for me. If I want to get my wife a massage and a mani-pedi, and there are less people there, that's actually good for me. It means that the rooms will be cheaper too. So I'm fine with that. But Vegas, they have all of those beautiful, you know, edifices. You know, they built the Spear and all of these casinos, and they didn't build that losing money. Usually if Vegas puts a line on something, they're right 90% of the time. So I'm going to go to, this is the Vegas odds as of now on ESPN.com. This is the Vegas odds for, if you were to bet, and I'm not a gambling man, but if you are a gambling man or woman listening to the show, you got plus 500 odds on the Ohio State University, Texas, and Georgia, meaning that the favorites, actually it's the Ohio State University of Texas, got plus 500 odds, which means if you bet $100, and Texas or Ohio State wins, you will get $500. So you got plus 500 on Ohio State and Texas. Georgia is plus 600. I don't think Georgia's going to be that good this year. I'm not very high on Georgia. I think that Georgia, and I'm not disrespecting them, Georgia had an amazing run, and the defensive talent that they've had on that team is just absolutely ridiculous. You've seen the Philadelphia Eagles have basically drafted all of those guys, and the Eagles are now the most loaded roster in the NFL. Georgia, however, like Clemson, these are not organizations, these are not programs that are built to be elite programs year in, year out for decades. They're on a run. Georgia will regress to the mean to an extent. Now, regressing for them is 10-2, maybe a 9-3 season here or there. They're going to be in the playoff every year. With the expansion, they're always going to be in the mix. I'm not saying Georgia's going to be suspect. I'm not saying that they're not going to compete for natties. I'm just saying that Georgia being the dominant best roster, best team, best coaching, best cheerleaders, best fans, best jerseys, those days are over. The SEC expansion is bad for them. They can't hide in the SEC East anymore, where really all they have to go through is a weak Tennessee team and a weaker Florida team, and that's it. They got to play Bama now. They got to play Texas now. They got to play Oklahoma when they get up to speed. There's just too many good games. They got to play Ole Miss. So I'm not as high on Georgia. Then you go to Penn State at plus 750. And this Penn State, if Penn State doesn't do it this year, this is the year. They've taken the same model that Michigan took 2 years ago and Ohio State took last year. They have a bunch of seniors that are coming back. They have a quarterback that's expected to be a first round pick in Drew Aller. They've got a lot of 24, 23-year-olds on that team. And I think you see in both basketball and football, with the transfer portal and keeping your seniors, your upperclassmen, people are realizing that a 23-year-old two-star, three-star is going to beat the brakes off a freshman that's a five-star 9 out of 10 times. So would Penn State be any good? Penn State has to go to Columbus. They never win in Columbus. Every year is supposed to be the year. And the games have been close the last decade. They're not getting blown out. They're not getting embarrassed, but they can't beat Ohio State. And James Franklin bought himself a little bit of time, but beating up on SMU, that's not impressing anybody in the playoff. Then you got another fraud, Oregon. Because we see what happens when Oregon plays a good team on a neutral field. Now, Oregon at home, if they can play all of their games at home, they could win a national championship. Because going to Autzen, I've been to Autzen when I lived out on the West Coast and been to a Washington Huskies Ducks game at Autzen. Autzen is insane. You can't hear yourself. You got Notre Dame at plus 1,100. Alabama plus 1,300. I don't know what Kellen DeBoer is going to do with the Crimson Tide. I think that Alabama could have a rough season. You got Clemson at 1,400. Then you go down, you got LSU. LSU always has a plethora of talent, but I'm just not sure if Coach Kelly and Mr. Family, anytime somebody fakes the accent, I don't know that Brian Kelly is that dude. I mean, if you look at what Marcus Freeman's done with Notre Dame, I mean, he's taken Notre Dame to higher heights than Coach Kelly did. You go down Tennessee plus 2,000, no chance. Michigan scum plus 2,200. The Fighting Lane Kiffins at Ole Miss, also plus 2,200. Miami, plus 3,000. Got South Carolina. A lot of people think South Carolina's going to be good. I don't see it. They'll be good until they play Georgia or Florida. And then they'll remember that they're South Carolina. And then Auburn and USC at plus 7,500. Auburn has some talent. Every 10 years or so, Auburn rises up. It does some interesting things. But that's ESPN's perspective on what's going on. I think that I'm going to pick Texas to win the national championship because I'm just going to assume that Arch Manning is going to be really, really good. I don't think they're going to win when they come to Columbus for that first game. But I think it'll be very similar. They might face Ohio State in the playoff and beat them. But don't be shocked if the Ohio State University wins the Natty again. And if they do, you want to talk about me being insufferable? He's already up 3-1 on national championships this century versus Ann Arbor Community College. I think that Ohio State's going to have a real good look at a natty. And if they get that fourth this century, that pretty much cements them as by far the best program in the country and only second best, you know, historically to Alabama. So Ohio State is going to be really, really good. JJ, Caleb Downs, the two quarterbacks that they have that are fighting for the job, both studs, both five stars. It's going to be very interesting. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
It up at the 21, spins out of traffic, up the sideline, with room, here he gallops, cuts it back, Downs, the Alabama transfer, here at Ohio State, touchdown, world famous.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Anyone can struggle with mental health. Your daughter, your neighbor across the street, your boss, maybe even you. We want you to know there's hope, because there's 988. 988 is more than a number. It's a lifeline to call or text when you need help and don't know where to turn.
Hello, you've reached the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Call or text 988 day or night to get the help you deserve.
Hip hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
As an experienced healthcare executive, I have sat in the boardrooms that determine insulin copays, maximum out-of-pocket costs, and if a patient gets approved for a hip replacement. I have lobbied for additional clinics in neighborhoods with minimal coverage and understand how food and pharmacy deserts impact quality of health and life. On my new show, The Rubicon, we cover all of these topics and more, especially highlighting how these dynamics impact communities of color and the constant struggle for equality. Join us on HR Voices Sirius XM 141, the exclusive home of healthcare and leadership broadcasting excellence.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.